Mishka. And then v'hakfosim, Rashi says, the top one of Kuf Ches and Aleph now, v'hakfosim, the lambs, Rashi says, it goes on an Oshem Nozir, or v'yoshem Mitzera, that ha'boyim b'nei shalakam, 1 year old. So the case where it was nitkuluria, that you had a little pasture in the field, still becomes a balmum, and then with the money, you put into the shayfer. And then you have v'yasirim, that's the seer chatish shal tzibah shal golem as mechapra to mesmikdosh. Then we have moisoros. Rashi said that's for someone's menadiv money, and he had extra money. The korban was cheaper, so the extra money with nadiv goes into fifth shayfer. And we have more. That's the extra dollar. Like Rashi said, that's the kolban and the more in shkolim shakol yochid mevi machs hashekel v'achro biyadim. He has to give a machs hashekel and drop more. Let's say two people together but not there, and they brought 1 shekel, so they have to eat an extra more, so that extra corn, that extra more, that goes to special pushkas also on my service. So these are the 6 pushkis that they had in the Beit HaMikdash. So the other Gemara goes to explain how come one does not hold from the other teretz. So Gemara says, Kulu kechizki lo yamri, all these other Amoraim do not hold from Chizki's first teretz. That he said the reason why they were Shisha Sheforos was connected to 6. Bought the Yovis of the week. So Morris says, because they hold that Liyan Suya Lechashinan were not afraid to come to have Machloikis in fights. Chizki said, if Neah Sholem, each one had their own shofar. So the other one holds, no, they're not going to come to fight. Why? The Chol Chad Vechad, Yom Ekovid. Each one has his own day to be Yovid. So why should this bought the Yovis fight with the other bought the Yovis? Each one has its own day. His own day, so therefore they hold, there won't be any fighting. The Rashi is being bold like Karbonis Harbe, Shaloid Sarach with Shafer, Ainla Lutha Klum Bioris, Shaniknu, Minamoish, Niknu Beshafer. Because each, of course, every person did their Oivit that day, so why should they take somebody else's Oivis? So if we have to come on to other Tzurutzin. And the Gemara says, Kareb Yechna Liamri, they do not hold from Yechna's Territ, that he said, they have a lot of Shaferis, since there's a lot of money there, the money should not get ruined, so they will hold. We're not afraid to say the money would get ruined. The fact it stays in one pushka so what? It's good money. It's not going to get ruined so fast. And the Gemara says, Kiziri, the reason why the other Amorim did not like Ziri's terrace, that he said it goes according to the 6 carbonus that a carbonella could come from. Layamri Y, Ki Yochid, Loy Mukme. They did not want to put this bright that Mishnah like Yochid, like Rebbe Sheet, to say if you bring a Godol, if you're not have to bring an ego, you can't bring a power. They held no, if you're not have to bring an ego, you can bring a power. So there's no purpose of having 2 separate Sheforos, one for a power, one for an ego, just have one for a power. Then it says, Kibar Podo Namilo Yamri, they do not like Bar Podo's Teretz. Moisoros Kulunami, Moisoros. Zahod, you don't have to have a special shofar for the Moisoros, leftover money. All these shofaros are the pshat, it's like leftover money from that korban. So you don't have to have a 6th shofar just for the Moisoros. So therefore they do not like Bar Podo's Teretz. And the last, and also that he said is a special shofar for the mo'or, so they hold nami l'shkola mazla. No, that mo'or, the extra mo'or, again with 2 people, bring a whole shekel together, but they have to hit on the mo'or. The other Moroyim hold that mo'or does not go into a special shofar by itself, but rather goes into the shofar of the shkolim. The Rashi says, L'trumas halishcho im shar ha-shkolim. The tiny we learn like this. We learn that a mishnah in shkolim, the price in shkolim, kalbon zeh, this extra dollar, this extra coin they have to give, kalbon zeh hilich l'shkolim. That you put into the same shofar with the same lichshu, we get the matzah shekel. Dibur Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. So you see, it's not a special shofar by itself, but it goes into the same shofar as the shkolim. However, Reb Lezer says no. Reb Lezer, wait no. L'nedava goes into these shofaros. Now the Gemara says, Vaitam Shmuel Omer. Shmuel now goes to explain how come you have to have these 6 shofaros. So Shmuel Omer Kineged Moisa Chatis. One is Kineged the extra money that was set aside for Chatis. We have leftover, and one is Umoisa Oshom, leftover money that was set aside for Korban Oshom. Umoisa Oshom Nozif, the first Oshom is an Oshem Nozir, then Oshem Mitzayro, that you set aside money for just one of these, and you have leftover money, so you put it into these different shofaros. Omoisa Rasha Mitzoria, Omoisa Minchas Choytom, leftover money set aside for Minchas of Kinois, of a site of a Choytom, Omoisa Rasiris Seifer Shekhan Godul, leftover money that was set aside for the Kohen Gadol's or Mincha. So, this is the purpose of having the six shofaros. Rabbi Yoshia says, Kineged Moisa Chatis, leftover money that was set aside for Korban Chatis, Umoisa Oshem, leftover money set aside for Noshem, Umoisa Asham Nazir, Umoisa Asham Mitzera, Umoisa Kinim, leftover money set aside for Kinim for the birds that your letters have to bring. And Umoisa Minchas Chayta, leftover money for Minchas Chayta. So now the Gemara explains, what's the Machlokes? Who Shmuel Maitamik Rabbi Yoshia? How come Shmuel doesn't sell like Rabbi Yoshia as Kinim? So Gemara says, Kinim Tomei Le'Reisha. He learned Kinim first. Rashi, the Shiva Shofaros Kamoi in the first seven Shofaros. Choshev Chad, the Shmei Kinim, said they already one was Kinim. So therefore now in the sixth Shofaros of Nedava, Shmuel holds is not included kingdom. For Rabbi Yoshia, what does he do with this? Tony, for loy Tony kingdom. Means to say, Rabbi Yoshia, Tony, he talked learned like that Mishnah there that says 13 shofaros, and the first seven for loy Tony kingdom, he did not learn kingdom was one of them, but rather the shofar for kingdom was in the last six of the Medavis. For the Gemara of Tony, we learned Rabbi Yoshia that Tony and he learned kingdom. So it says not like that, that Rabbi Yoshia learned the 13, and Avadi included in the first seven also one for kingdom. So how come you have to have two for these birds, the kingdom? So Mar says, yes, Chad le kingdom, for Chad le Moise kingdom. One was to put money there, mamish, to buy the kingdom himself. But she says, Mechus HaKapor Rosh, and maybe Mois le kingdom. For Moise and Beshoif, of Yerucha Bekon Shem Lerif. But the Kaimelon, the Rein Bezdin, Shekhan, Amoim, the Mishom, HaChiyuch le Kol HaMois. So when you mechai wanted to bring kinim, you put money into that shofar, and the second shofar in the last six, that's the nedavis v'chad l'mois for kinim. For leftover money, was leftover set aside for kinim, and that the money there goes for nedavis. For Rabbi Yoshia, my time aliyam k'shmul. If so, how come Rabbi Yoshia though did not learn like Shmuel's six? So Rabbi Yoshia says, "Sovul of command v'yomar moisir shlasira sefer shekain gozel." You know what they did if they have any leftover money from the Kohen Gadol, what he set aside for his Asira Seif every day, he holds that Yerkav used to just run it away. They were not paid to it, they did not use the money, but rather it was just Yerkav. Because the Tanya would learn like this, Moisa Menachos, what do we do with leftover money was set aside for Menachos is Nedova. You put it into Nedova means Lashay Forus. What's going to be Moisa Mincha Yerkav? Leftover money of a mincha is Yerkav, let it right away. So it's a stira, my comment, what are you saying? First you say Menachos goes to Nedova. Then you say Moisa Mincha goes to Yerkav, you have to run it away. Can't use it. Some of his Dovikom, this is what it means to say. Moisa Minchas Choyte Nedova. Leftover money that was set aside for Mincha Sava Choyte, where Choyte was, he had a Choyva. To bring it, then that money goes to the Shepharis. But Moisa Rasiris Choyte, Shekhen Godel. And any money or flour left over that was set aside for the menachos of the Kohen Gadol is Yerkav, that has to stand, be run, you don't use it. That's why Rabbi Yoshia does not learn like Shmuel. Rabbi says, Afilu Moiser Asiris Sefer, Shal Kohen Gadol, Nam in the Dove, you also know that also goes for the Nadovis. And that's the way Shmuel learned, that the leftover money set aside for Asiris Sefer of the Kohen Gadol goes to the Dove. Where is the case that we find that Yerkav it just rots away, you don't use it? That's leftover money set aside for the lachme of a korban toida. The lechem is brought with the toida. The Mura says, "Takan apluktis song lemachloikis." That moisir asiris seifah shekain gadol. What do we do with leftover money that's set aside for asiris seifah of a korban gadol? Rabbi Yechanan says, "Nedava goes in Nedava." Rabbi Lezuay me Yerkav. The leftover, you just Yerkav, let it right away. Yeah. So see, it's a machlokes. How the Gemara says, Meisav have a question. It says, Moiser shkolim chulin, leftover shkolim is taka is chulin. Rashi says, Moiser shkolim means hichnis mois merubim shkolim, or v'shoklon v'nisurim hem. You put extra money into the pushka of shkolim more than you needed, so lochur is chulin. It just remains chulin. It's not kaddish. Moisra Asiru Seifa, left over money set aside for Asiru Seifa of the Kohen Gadol, or else Moisra Kine Zov and Vikine Zovis, Vikine Yoledis, left over money that was set aside to buy Kine for a Zov and a Zovis or Yoledis, Vichatois Vihashomis, Moisrayem Nadova, left over money set aside for these things, all gold and Nadova, going to the Pushkas of the Nadovis. So my law doesn't mean to say here Moisra Asiru Seifa Shekhen Gadol. And still what? It goes in the Dovah. It's called the Kashrim on the oven. It says Yirkav. So when it says Loi, it means Moisa Minchas Choyte. It means leftover money set aside for Minchas Choyte. That money goes in the Dovah. But could be for a serious safer, but Kain Godol, maybe it's Yirkav. And Omer Rav Nachman, Bar Rav Yitzchok, Mistav versus Svaro, the locus should be command the Yom of the one that says Moisa Rav Serious Safer, Shekhen Godol, Yirkav. The leftover money that was set aside for the Kohen Gadol's Asirus Eifa should just have to go to right away. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says that Lo Yosem Lo Shemen on the Michas Choyta, when he has a Choyta to bring this Mincha, you're not supposed to put Shemen on it. It also says Lo Yitun Ola Lovoyne, you're not supposed to put any Lovoyne on it. Why? Because this Mincha is called the Minchas of Achates. So now, Omer of Yehuda, Yehuda says like this, He Kru Yechates, the Minchas Choyta is called Achates. V'yena cheres kru yechates, but another mincha is not called echates. Rashi says v'yafro pi shichoiva, like guri means the minchas of the kohen gadol, even though it's a chayv to be brought, still ain't a kru yechates not called echates. Shiyehei lo din chates, lo yehei toyin levoina. The mincha that the kohen gadol brings, even though it's a chayv of echates, it doesn't have loch of a minchas chaytam. The day you are mechuyiv in shemen and levoina. So Lima comes to teach us. Ala Sirus Reifa Shekhen Godel, and the Mincha the Kohen Godel has to bring, Sheinu Kri Echates, that's not called Echates, Negeir to this halacha, and therefore, Tunu Levoina, that you have to bring Levoina on it. Now, Mi Deinu Kri Echates, Moisro Yirkav, since it's not called Echates, and Echonami, therefore, what's left over of it, the Svara should be Yirkav. Like Rashi said the Svara before, whatever is not called Echates, so then there's no din to bring it. It does not brought by itself, and therefore what's left over of it, tak is Yirkav. So that's for us to say that the Asirus Seifa of the Kohen Gadol should be Yirkav. Somebody says, the Mishnah says here, Shor is the Oila. Somebody says, this Shor, his Makdish is Shor to be a Korban Oila. And then Vinistoyev, the Shor becomes the Balmum. So it comes possible for Korban. So Loch Riz is supposed to be Poydirit. And then with the money, he's supposed to buy another Korban. So the Mishnah says, "Chidushim rotsa yobi b'dovim shnayim." If you want to, you can bring two oilas. Now this one was worth $100. So with $100, you could buy two of them, 50-50 apiece. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say he said, "Shnei shvorim elu oila." These two shvorim should be a korban oila, and then v'nistavu, both of them became a balmum. So he's paid them, and with the money now, he has to buy a new korban. So rotsa yobi b'dmei mechad. If he wants to, he can bring one korban. He has 50-50, he has $100, so he could buy one big shawl worth $100. However, Rebbe says no, that since at the beginning it was one or was two, it has to stay that way. The same way it was at the beginning, Rebbe holds, it has to stay that way. Can't change. Rashi says, Rebbe, yes, lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should not change it. Avlem hei v'yotze, but yever even Rebbe's moida. Techivun v'yama zeh, en chayev bach yusay. Had you not really chayev bach yusay, he just said, Shor is there. Subshat is this Shor. So when it becomes a Balmum, with the money, anything you want to do with the money, it's okay. Just Lechatchila, Rebbe says, you should bring the same thing you had before. What's clear is somebody says, Ayol the Oilo. This Ayol, this Ram, should be a Korban Oilo. And also, in his story, if it becomes a Balmum, then you sell it. So again, Imrotze Yovi Bedom of Keves. If you want to, with the money, you can bring a Keves. You can bring a lamb. And the Chru Huadin, same way also. That even by a Shor also, if you want, you can bring a Keves. Anything you want, you can bring with it. What's going to be the opposite way? Somebody says, Keves Zeh Oilo. This Keves, this lamb, should be a Korban Oilo. Finistoy, when it comes a Balmum. Imrotzi, Yavi V'dom of Oilo. If you want to, with that amount of money, you can buy a ram. Notice you don't have to buy the exact same animal you first had. You can buy a different animal. Rebbe Yosef, again, Rebbe says no. Otherwise, the same thing, Lechatchila. Lechatchila, Rebbe holds, you have to bring the same type of a korban that you had at the first. If you had an aisle, a keves, you should not change around.